Start? After Yaakov Avinu gets up from his chalim, so he davens to the Eibishter, he makes a neder, and then he makes a promise. V'shavti b'shalim il beis avi, I'll return v'hoi Hashem li le'lekim. Mitzvah Shem on Shabbos, I think we'll talk more about Riches, and if not, it won't be li le'lekim. If Hashem gives him what he asks, then it'll be v'hoi Hashem li le'lekim, and if not, not. The next pasuk is perplexing. V'evin azois asher samti matzevo, yeh beis le'lekim. So Bishleim, if he means the place, which is pretty much what Rashi is saying, that this place becomes Beis Elikim. Okay, I understand. What does Evan Azois mean? He should say, the place of this place, what does it have to do with the Evan? Why is he tying the Beis Elikim to the Evan itself? It's interesting that this Evan, according to many Midrashim, is the Evan Shasir. The rock that it's in the middle of the Beis Hamikdash, and from there the whole world was created. It's the Evan Shasir. So the question is, what's so special about this rock? I mean, what is it? It's a simple rock, no? He took rocks, and he put it together, and then they turned into one. So for Evan Azois, this rock will be basically what's the rock already? It's just a rock. And this is the Evan Shasiyah. Well, what is it? So you could come and say it's a miraculous rock. They turned into one. Right? Originally it was parts, fragments. This medrash doesn't go together with the medrash that he created the world from the Evan Shasiyah, because you see it's different midrashim. Okay, this is not for 5-minute Musar after davening. The point being, you see that he makes an issue out of this stone. This, Evan Azois, this stone. Yeah, basically, Kim. What's so special about this stone? As I once told the Vart to Rabbi Shariyeli, told me it's a very nice Vart. I want to share it with you. The Rambam says clearly. You know, and just like maybe I'll just build up the question a little bit more. It seems like he's tying it to the Veshavti B'Shalom El Beis Avi. You give me what I want. Vayida Yaakov Nedrim, Yilikim Imadi. And then, Vo'evin Azois. I mean, it's either way that this will be the Beis Elikim. I mean, what does that mean? Only if Hashem gives him Lechem, Lecha, Lebegin, Little Boy. No, then, V'hoi Hashem Li, Lelikim. Vo'evin Azois, yeah, Beis Elikim. And if not, not. So I told him a Gevaldi Gevart, and he liked it, and I think I could share with the item. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim writes that one of the weaknesses of a human being is Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot. That the moment he's Yishman, the moment he has Shtikla Ravchus, he has a better situation, he right away kicks and he forgets the situation that he had before. If you notice, the Parsha of Akaras HaTayv is Bikurim. What do we say? You have to go back in history. All the way in history. So the Rishayim explain that when you realize what you started with, you realize what the beginnings were and how bleak it was in the beginning, then when you have, it becomes Akaras HaTayv much, much greater. Okay. Yaakov Avinu, the Medrash says, he put stones under his neck. Right? Tell me, when a person wants to sleep, what is the first thing he puts under his head? And I enjoy this Medrash so much. Because you know what is the Medrash is? It talks to us in a certain way. What is the first thing you put under your neck?
Something nice and soft.
Something soft. You put your knapsack. You take your jacket off. Huh? Says the Medrash, Yaakov had nothing. He had to take stones to put under his neck. Eliphaz took the jacket off his back. He came with literally nothing. He had maybe just a... maybe Gatkis, okay? I don't know if he had a pair of pants even, alright? Says the Medrash, so he had to take stones and put it together, yeah? I believe Yaakov Avinu saying a Meirdik in the Kuda here. When he finally comes back, and he has, Nosanli Hashem Lechem Lecha Lubegel Ulbosh, so Evan Hazois turns to the rock, and he realizes that this was the rock that he started with. He had nothing. Evan Hazois Hashem, yeah, basically, Kim, it was a reminder of what the beginnings were.
What does the Rambam say?
The Rambam says that one of the weaknesses of a human being is Vayishman Yeshurim Vayiv, it's Rambam Merdavuch. And he explains Aram Yoivirovi that way. Aram Yoivirovi, you know, you realize with what you started, a person becomes complacent in life. It's a tremendous thing, you know. Before you get married, you don't have a home, you're going from house to house, eating meals by people, and then you need a car, you have to ask your father to give you the car, and you need a little bit of money, you gotta beg you. Yeah. You get married. So the first, I don't know if you noticed, the first week you feel good. First few weeks, the first month, the first boss. Then you become complacent, right? It's normal. You want more, you want more, you want more. You should always look back and realize every matzif, when it started, how did it start? How did you feel when it started? You enjoyed it, you appreciated it. The complacency is one of the biggest chesroinus. You know, everything is that way. You come, oh, it's a schmack, your friend, he was nice to me, and then you enjoyed the niceness. Then, okay, well, it becomes a... This is the Va'evin Hazoysa Shasamti Matseva. Yeah, basically, Kim. A Mela V'chol Asher Tite Li. It'll be a reminder of Chol Asher Tite Li Yatzer Asher. I'll always appreciate it. Think of what it was, and never take things for granted. This, Rabbi said, was the lesson. I sometimes wonder, you know, the obvious, something I always think to myself. Avram was a tremendous Baal Chesed, yeah. Yitzhak was a carbon oil. What was Yaakov? You see, Yaakov did business. Yaakov was a business. Yaakov did business. And at the same time, Yaakov was Torah. So which one was it? You hold that, Stamilezer, what do you hold? You hold the Yaakovina when he was working day and night by Lavan, he was seeing and learning. I always wonder about it. So how could the Semela Torah be the V'chalani Cherev, Kerech Balaylov? The Chofetz Chaim always speaks that from Yaakovina we can learn the importance of every minute and not to steal and not to, right? What's the pshat? And then Farshim say very good. Nechanami, Avram was kulei chesed. Yitzchak was oil tamim. Yaakov was derech hachayim. Yaakov was life. Yaakov was Torah and how to live a life of Torah. Sometimes in a life of Torah we have to go to work. But you always have to recognize that's chalavit, the beginnings. What did you start with? What did you have in the beginning? And then you appreciate. Appreciation is the site of Kol HaTorah Kula. You know, I was thinking once, what was Adam Rishon Bichat? What was Adam Rishon Bichat? You would say that he was maybe a Kofa Beika, I don't know. Didn't listen to Hashem. Chazal call him a Kofi Taif. You know? Chazal say, a Kofi Taif. And whenever the I think the Gemara says by Noach, whenever they did a cher, he says kofi ben benoy shel kofi taif. It's a lash of a chazal. What do you kofi taif? Chatoim is about kfiyas ataif. You see that the shayrish of every chet is kfiyas ataif. Unbelievable. Are you asking that the shayrish of every chet? Well, how does that work?
You
won't be able to do it. How could you do it? You know where complacency is? Yishman Yeshurim Vayivat. You know what we should be able to do? It says, Tsuyulat Chateshi. That's otherwise we wouldn't be able to do a chet. We'll never be able to do it. How could you do it? Thank David still. You see in your life, yeah? At the beginning you get married, you thank your wife for every little thing. and you becomes complacent. In the melee, you can fight, you can this, you can that. And a person's makir taif, it's a whole different person. Another match. This rabbi says, "Ve'evin azayis hashasamti matzeva." Try not to forget. Intelligent people always recognize the hakara of, he was my friend, he did for me, I had from him, I had from this person. Rabbi Shalom, you gave me, I had nothing before, now I have. You don't have a home, you don't have children. What you have before? No, everybody has children, and now I want more, I want something more. That's not the way it is. Okay, everybody, this is the limud of the Vavin Azayish. What do you say, Dr. Maskin? I'll leave the head, huh? Evan has life. Yaakov says, this will be b'chol asher titein li, and that will always tell me to whatever I aser asra in the world. Because I remember with what I started with.
So that's
what? What say?
Yeah, that's going to make it
the v'yashem li l'kim. That's what I'm saying. I keep that on current. That's what I was saying. I didn't finish it. Because otherwise, what does he mean? V'yashem li l'kim. That's what he means. I'll always remember... Good doctor, have a wonderful day.